The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. Joining us on the line right now, one of my favorite songwriters and performers of the 20th and 21st century. It is Jenny Lewis. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
We have two exciting events on the horizon with Jenny Lewis. The first one is your fourth solo album, On the Line, comes out on March 22nd. We already have Red Bull and Hennessy in the regular rotation. Another quality song from Jenny Lewis.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm also enjoying Head's Gonna Roll and can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Thank you. I don't know if you know about the drummer who plays on Head's Gonna Roll. Did anyone tell you about that?
Is that one Ringo Starr?
Oh, why, yes, it is.
Funny story about you and Ringo. The last time you were here in Charleston at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center, I got to interview you before the show, and there was actually a cutout, a life-size cutout of you and one of Ringo, and we put the two of them together and took a picture, and now 4 years later, you're playing with Ringo.
I think we manifested Ringo in that very moment.
Well, I always said Ringo is one of the greatest rock and roll drummers of all time, and anyone who doesn't say so doesn't know a thing about drumming.
He may be the greatest rock and roll drummer of all time. I would have to say that Jim Keltner is also up there, who is the other drummer on the line.
Who has played with so many people.
John Lennon, J.J. Cale. I feel like people don't even know that he's their favorite drummer.
Yeah.
Because he's played on so many classic rock and roll songs. I mean, he's on Imagine.
And another cool thing about the new record, you got to record it in the Capitol Records Studio B in Hollywood. And that's where the chairman of the board, old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, they used to call it his office. That's where he did so many of those great 50s and 60s records.
I actually got to sing in the ISO booth that they built for Frank Sinatra. Just being in that building, just driving up to the building, and there's a guard at the gate, and they tell you where to park, and they're like, oh yes, right this way, Miss Lewis, your parking spot is right over here, and you just drive up to the Capitol Records building. It was really the first time in my life that I felt like a bona fide professional musician.
No way. Well, I've been enjoying your stuff, of course, since the Rilo Kiley days, and then all the solo albums, Rabbit Fur Coat, Acid Tongue, The Voyager, and now the new one, On the Line, out in about a month on March 22nd. Cannot wait for that.
Oh, thank you so much. And I have one more thing to say about those cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but at that show that night, a woman stole my cardboard cutout.
I did not know that.
And ran out of the building. Security chased her, but she got away. And I'm so happy she did. And whoever it is that has a giant cardboard cutout of me in a rainbow suit, I hope she still has it. It's not just in the garage covered in dust.
That is a great story. Well, you also will be in Charleston. You'll be part of the High Water Festival at Riverfront Park in North Charleston. I believe you're playing on the Saturday, April 13th at 8:15 p.m. And you were always a great live performer.
Well, I love Charleston. I'm a huge fan. I love eating in Charleston. It's one of my favorite food towns. Also being a huge Bill Murray fan and a friend. And maybe he'll show up. We'll see.
And the last time you were here, you impressed me so much when you asked about our minor league baseball team, the Charleston River Dogs, who were not in town when last you were here. I have good news, Jenny. They will be in town that whole weekend and a couple of days after that. And I see after high water, you're not going on tour for like a month. So you could stay in town and see some River Dogs baseball.
Oh, I would love to. Those games look like so much fun. I've been to a St. Paul Saints game.
Yes.
So, I mean, really the most fun I've had at a baseball game. I don't know if they do the same thing with the River Dogs games. It's like more of like an event, almost like a circus or something. You know, they're like fun things to do for kids.
The St. Paul Saints do have ties with the Charleston River Dogs. So yeah, fun is good at the ballpark is their motto, and they do a tremendous time. So stick around in town and see some baseball.
Oh, great. I'd love that.
Now, the last time I saw you perform in a festival setting was at the very cool and underrated Forecastle Music Fest in Louisville, Kentucky. I think you went on Sunday afternoon right before the reformed Replacements. That was a good show.
Oh, I'm a huge Replacements fan. And although I struggle saying Louisville, I think the locals say Louisville.
Yes. That's another good food, and certainly Bourbon Town.
Oh, yeah, and Louisville Sluggers.
Yeah, that's a great thing to go to. I went and did the tour at the Louisville Slugger Museum, also the Muhammad Ali Museum in Louisville, both excellent.
Yeah, my friends, the Watson Twins,
yes,
who joined me on my album Rabbit Fur Coat, they're from Louisville, so I've always got their extended family to greet me with a mint julep when I get to town.
That is good living.
Yep.
Well, Jenny, always a pleasure to talk to you again. The new record, On the Line, will be out on March 22nd. You can pick that up at Monster Music and Movies in West Ashley when it comes out. Keep listening to all things Jenny Lewis on the Bridge, and she will be here on Saturday, April 13th for the High Water Festival, Riverfront Park in North Charleston. Have fun on this early part of the tour, and much success with the record, and we'll see you in April in Charleston.
Thank you so much for having me, and we'll see you real soon.
It is Jenny Lewis on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.